Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar and dear Mazakas Yavamas Daf Samach Av, the sixth parak of Bal Yabimto. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Yochai used to say, "Kivrei Ovdei Chochavim Ein Metamim Ba'Oil." The graves of idolaters do not transmit tumah by way of an oil, for it's stated in the pasuk Yecheskel, "Vaten Soni Somarisi Adamatem." Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn Atem Kruim Adam, Veina Ovdei Chochavim Kruim Adam. You're referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. Since the pasuk that discusses Tumas Ol mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ol only applies to Yisrael and not idolaters. When the Gemara challenges this, based on the pasuk discussing the spoils from the war with Midian, where the idolaters are referred to as Adam, it answers that was only to contrast the idolaters from the animals that were also listed there. Pointing to the third mission on the Daf states, Kohen Hedyot Loyisa Islandis. An ordinary Kohen may not marry an Islandis, Elohim Ken Yeshua Yishu Ubanim, unless he has another wife or already has children. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if he has another wife or children, he may not marry her, Shehi Zona Hamura Batorah, because she is a Zona mentioned in the Torah who's forbidden to a Kohen. But the Chamu say a Zona is only a Gioris, a Meshuchreris, an emancipated slave woman, or a woman who is engaged in illicit relations. The Gemara brings a Brice with six opinions regarding who is considered a Zona. Rabbi Yehuda says a Zona is, as her name implies, an adulteress. Rabbi Kiva says Zomuf Keres. It refers to someone who has made herself hefker to many men. Rashi explains that she's not considered a Zona if she just had non-marital relations with just one man. Rabbi Masi Ben Charj says that even a husband who has relations with his wife while on the way to make her drink the sota waters, which he's forbidden to do, makes his wife a Zona. Rabbi Yehuda says a Zona is an Islandese. The Chami, as we said before, hold that a Zona is only a Gioris, a Meshukreris, or a woman who had an illicit relationship. And Rabbi Lazar says, Panuy Habal Panuya Shloshim Ishos Asa Zona, an unmarried man who has relations with an unmarried woman, makes her a Zona. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here, if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayv to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who's capable of having children. This supports the ruling that Rav Nachum made in the name of Shmuel that even though a man has many children, it is forbidden for a man to remain without a wife, for it says in the pasuk, it's not good that man be alone. The Gemara says that if he has children, he may marry a woman who's not capable of bearing children. Another nafkamina, whether one has children, is regarding selling a Sefer Torah. If he has no children, he's permitted to sell a Sefer Torah for the sake of marrying a woman capable of bearing children. If he already has children, he's not permitted to do so. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a brisa where Rabbi Shmuel Yochai used to say, "Kivrei Ovdei Chochavim Ein Metamim Ba'Oil." The graves of idolaters do not transmit tuma by way of an oil. For it's said in the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Vaten Soni Tzomarisi Adam Atem." Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn Atem Kruim Adam, Veina Ovdei Chochavim Kruim Adam. You're referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. Since the pasuk that discusses Tumas Ol mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ol only applies to Yisrael and not idolaters. When the Gemara challenges this, based on the pasuk discussing the spoils from the war with Midian, where the idolaters are referred to as Adam, it answers that was only to contrast the idolaters from the animals that were also listed there. Pointing to the third mission on the Daf states, Kohen Hedyot Loyisa Islandis. An ordinary Kohen may not marry an Islandis, Elohim Ken Yeshua Yishu Ubanim, unless he has another wife or already has children. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if he has another wife or children, he may not marry her, Shehi Zona Hamura Batorah, because she is a Zona mentioned in the Torah who's forbidden to a Kohen. But the Chamu say a Zona is only a Gioris, a Meshuchreris, an emancipated slave woman, or a woman who is engaged in illicit relations. The Gemara brings a Brice with six opinions regarding who is considered a Zona. Rabbi Yehuda says a Zona is, as her name implies, an adulteress. Rabbi Kiva says Zomuf Keres. It refers to someone who has made herself hefker to many men. Rashi explains that she's not considered a Zona if she just had non-marital relations with just one man. Rabbi Masi Ben Charj says that even a husband who has relations with his wife while on the way to make her drink the sota waters, which he's forbidden to do, makes his wife a Zona. Rabbi Yehuda says a Zona is an Islandis. The Chami, as we said before, hold that a Zona is only a Gioris, a Meshukreris, or a woman who had an illicit relationship. And Rabbi Lazar says, Panuy Habal Panuya Shloshim Ishos Asa Zona, an unmarried man who has relations with an unmarried woman, makes her a Zona. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here, Ha-yesh lo-banim, mepiriviyah bato, me-ish lo-bato. If he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayv to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who's capable of having children. This supports the ruling that Rav Nachman made in the name of Shmuel, that even though a man has many children, it is forbidden for a man to remain without a wife, for it says in the Pasuk, it's not good that man be alone. The Gemara says that if he has children, he may marry a woman who's not capable of bearing children. Another nafkamina, whether one has children, is regarding selling a Sefer Torah. If he has no children, he's permitted to sell a Sefer Torah for the sake of marrying a woman capable of bearing children. If he already has children, he's not permitted to do so. All right, so now we go to our simon for Dav Samach Aleph, and our standard simon is a saw, and we often use a magician who does the sawing of person in half trick. So here goes. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oil in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of Azona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids, as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Once again in slow motion. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oil in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, saw the woman in half, that must be more in Daf Samach Aleph. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oil in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brights where Shimon bar Yochai used to say, Kivrei Ovdei Chochavim Einim Matam Be'oil, the graves of idolaters do not transmit tuma by way of an oil, for it's saying the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Va'aten Tzonid Tzon Marisi Adam Atem. Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the Pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn, Atem Krim Adam Ein Ovdei Chochavim Krim Adam. You are referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. And since the Pasuk that discusses Tumas Oel mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Oel only applies to Israel and not idolaters. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of Azona on them, which reminds us that we have multiple opinions regarding who's considered Azona. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of Azona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here that if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayv to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who is capable of having children. So once again, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an oel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of Azona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. All right, so now it's time for our four block back Chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the simmon. So here goes. The Batsua Daka Cohen, who was Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be learned Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The Betsua Daka Kohen, who is Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, which reminds us, on the bottom of Nun Vav Amabez, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Roshia, Betsua Daka Kohen Shekidish Abbas Yisrael, in the case of a Kohen with a wounded or crushed testicles who is Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, we come to the same Malchok between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, who holds Mishnah Meir's Rabbiya Psua Daraisa Loach, a woman awaiting Daraisa forbidden relations may not eat truma, would say she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold she may eat truma, so too, he or she may eat. So, the Betsua Daka Kohen, who's Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, Betsua Daka Kohen Shenasa Bas Gerim, Malushia Kohenim Betruma, if a maimed Kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the luck regarding whether he entitles her to truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who is a daughter of converts may not marry into the kohen unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, what is the advantage of having a Jewish mother? Is it merely the kashrus, her ability to marry a kohen that has been added to her, but not the kedusha of being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a betsua daka, and therefore she may eat truma? Or is it the kedusha of being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a betsua daka, and she may not eat truma? The Gemara brings a proof that he entitles her to eat truma. So the Batsuit Da Kakon, who was Makadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen Gadol who was bringing an Almana Bas Kohen into his chuppah, even without being Makadosher. Which reminds us, Rav says, Yesh chuppah psuas. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified the kahuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen Gadol brought an Almana who was a Bas Kohen into his chuppah and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Makadosher, she becomes possible to the truma from her father's house. The chuppah kanisas be'ilodami, for chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, Ein chuppah psuas. The chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are possible to the kahuna. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his caller drink the mei sota, which reminds us, Rav Sheshe said, Yesh chuppah lepsuos, and that there's a mishnah in sota that taught likewise. When the woman takes an oath, she did not stray while on arusa. Now it cannot be a case where the husband warned her as an arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while in Arusa, but he made her drink after she was in Nesua. For it was taught in a brisa of Nika Ishma Avona, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters work if the husband is free of sin. And if the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he's not free of sin, and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be he warned her while she was in Arusa, and she was in seclusion while in Arusa, and then she entered the chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. So we see from here, Yesh chuppah lepsulos. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, which reminds us, Rabbi rejects Rav Sheshes' proof from the Mishnah, since it was taught that the sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how could an arusa be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rami Bar Chama answered that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an arusa prior to the adulterer, in a case where he had relations with her while she was in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of Nesuin, she's not a Nesua, and since it happened before his seclusion, he is free of sin. Therefore, Yesh Chuppah Lepsulo, since it's his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. So Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a Bas Kohen, who received a get from her Kohen Yavam. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree in a case where a brother of a deceased Kohen gave the Yavam, who was a Bas Kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can eat truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, for here she's only awaiting the rebutton forbidden relations. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shimon would say she may eat truma while awaiting forbidden relations. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he does not have the capacity to entitle another one to eat truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, knight. That must be more on Daf Nun Tes. The knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us that there's a Malchus regarding if a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bulgaris. And the Malchus is based on how to darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Behu isha bipsulah yikach. He shall marry a woman in her virginity. So the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her to only a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations out of marriage, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary kohanim as well. Rav Yizera answered that Rav's ruling applies to a ma'enes, a young orphan girl who did miun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or a divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen. But if she had relations with her husband, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basula and may not marry a Kohen Gadol. So, the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Which reminds us, Rav Shim Bar Chiya said, Nibula behema kasher kahuna. A woman had relations with an animal is eligible for the kahuna, meaning she may even marry a Kohen Gadol. This was also taught in a brisa. Nivala lamisha eno ish, a woman in relation to the one who is not a man, referring to an animal, afa pisha baskila kashero kahuna. Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses, or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the kohen gadol. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker, that must be more Daf Samach, smiley face stickers. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker to the Nam Basula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a Chai Ve'ase, which reminds us, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yehazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether Yesh Chalal b'Chai Ve'ase, whether a Chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an Ase, such as in the case of a Nam Basula to a Kohen Gadol. The Malchokas is based on how they darshan the pasuk referring to a kohen gadol that states, "A man of grusha b'chalal azona as eila lo yikach king basula. A widow, a divorcee, a chalal azona, he shall not marry. Only a basula of his people shall he take as his wife." And it's written in the next pasuk, "V'lo yachalal zaro be'amav, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people." So when the kohen gadol who handed a "I make a chalal" sticker to the non basula who married a kohen gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an arusa and just passed away, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, a chosa arusa, a Kohen's sister, who died as an arusa, Reimen Rabbi Yehuda say, matami la, he may become tami for her, was Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say, he may not. The Gemara explains how they darshan a pasuk to support their position. So when the Kohen who handed a I make a chalal sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an arusa, and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts, who stuck them on their heads, like it sits. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the pasuk states in regard to the Midianite girls that were taken captive by the Jewish soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with a male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The girls were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day, and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.